The next item on our agenda is item K, Trial Courts, State Trial Court Improvement and Modernization Fund, allocation adjustments for fiscal year 15-16.
Hi, Chief. This is, can you hear me?
Yes, but maybe a little louder.
Okay. Thank you. This is Judge Lori Earle, Chair of the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee, and I'm prepared to submit or present this recommendation to you today. I do want to thank you for allowing me to participate than in person. I am relying on the technical expertise of Zlatko or Stephen or Colin when they're ready with the PowerPoint. I'm ready.
Very good. We have Zlatko and we have Stephen.
And are we on the first slide?
We are on the introductory slide, so we'll move to slide number one.
Thank you. So we are bringing you recommendations for allocation adjustments to the State Trial Court Improvement and Modernization Fund for fiscal year 15-16. These adjustments include augmentations for two programs and reductions to three programs. The recommendations would result in a net adjustment to the IMF of approximately $938,000 and will leave a fund balance of positive $7.8 million, which you can see on the IMF fund condition statement on line 27, if you scroll all the way over to where it says estimated 2015-16. I don't want to lull you into a false sense of security, however, because while the fund balance for 15-16 reflects a positive amount, it is only after very difficult decisions, which we brought to you in the spring, to reduce or eliminate funding for several programs, and there is a projected fund balance deficit going into 16-17, which is quite large. If we could turn to slide three, the recommendations we bring to you today were approved by the Trial Court Budget Advisory on August 5th, 2015, after our subcommittee worked on these issues and presented them to us. And if we move on to slide four regarding recommendation number one, there are two requests to allocate a net adjustment of $938,000 from the State Trial Court Improvement and Modernization Fund. The first request deals with $5.5 million augmentation to the telecommunications or LAN-WAN program. This amount of money reflects an augmentation to the general fund transfer to the IMF and a successful BCP request submitted to the by the Judicial Council so that all 58 courts can participate in the LAN-WAN program, so we are requesting that augmentation to their program. Regarding the California Courts Protective Order Registry Program, the Council previously approved our recommendation to eliminate funding for the California Law Enforcement Telecommunications System, or otherwise known as CLETS. Since doing so, we have learned that the CCPOR program, which is a statewide repository for restraining and protective orders, relies on CLETS to access and provide updated restraining and protective orders to the California Department of Justice and FBI databases. Without CLET support to CCPOR, we would not be able to do that. So we are requesting a one-time augmentation to the CCPOR program of $145,600 so that it may continue functioning. Chief, I don't know if you want me to stop to take questions. The other recommendations are very different, but I can keep going.
Well, that's a good idea. Thank you. So we have before us recommendations A and B, and I open it up to Council to ask any questions about this recommendation. So I don't see any hands raised, so Judge Earle, please proceed. Thank you.
Thank you. If we can turn to slide five, as part of the work that our subcommittee did, we reviewed the cost drivers for three of the more extensive programs funded from the IMF, and that is the Phoenix Financial Accounting Program, the California Court Technology Center, and the Enterprise Policy and Planning Program. The Enterprise policy and planning program includes an Oracle branch-wide license agreement, which provides the branch with software licenses for various Oracle products. That review determined that for the past several years, decisions have been made to encumber funds within these programs at the end of the fiscal year, essentially rolling the funding over into the next fiscal year. And while we recognize that this practice is technically allowable and at times advisable, we believe that in the current fiscal environment and with the status of the IMF fund of a projected negative fund balance, that it is more prudent to ensure adequate cash reserves and liquidity. And thus, we recommend, as you can see in recommendations C, D, and E, a one-time reduction to these various programs, the amounts of which represent the amount of funds that were encumbered at the end of fiscal year 15-16. This would align the current level of funding available from prior year encumbrances and current year allocations so that these three programs are fully funded for costs through the end of the fiscal year but not beyond. And we would address the costs for next year when we start our analysis again in the fall. And if we turn to slide six, our last recommendation is, in light of this kind of deeper dive we did into these programs and not being aware of the amount of encumbrances, we are requesting that Judicial Council staff provide encumbrance reports from both the IMF and the Trial Court Trust Fund at two points of time during the fiscal year, which would assist the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee in its annual review of the funds and in developing funding recommendations for the programs that we would then bring to the Council. I don't know if Zlatko has anything to add.
He's shaking his head to the contrary. And so at this point, you're open to questions about any of the recommendations and the sub-recommendations to Council?
Yes.
Judge Rosenberg.
Well, once again, the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee has, with staff, have done a fine job. I would just move the recommendations 1 and 2.
Second.
Second by Judge Nadler and Judge Tangeman. Any further discussion, comments, or observations? Seeing no hands raised, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you, Judge Earl. Thank you, Zlatko. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Chief.